Some of us still want paper packets. We'd have a couple of planning members that would still want a paper packet.
What we found as commission, when they find one with a paper packet and they have their notes and stuff on it, then we have maybe another commissioner says, I'd like to have that paper packet to make notes. And do you think the planning commission?
Well, my experience being on the school board, mm-hmm. when we went to them, being the president of the school board, I did print the agenda and a few items, but nobody else printed a single thing. And it was an adaptation. A couple of the members needed a mouse versus the pad, but everybody used the computer.
Yeah. You printed them and everything, but in this case...
Well, I just print, yeah.
Yeah.
For me.
In this case, you would print it for that member.
Any member that wanted a printed packet,
they would
yes.
just need to contact you and say, I want a paper copy. And
yeah. So I'm just coming on behalf of the Planning Commission. I hadn't even thought about it until they said, when can we go to a tablet or something at the meeting versus this? Because some of them were a ream of paper. You guys saw them.
Do some already bring their own technology, or do they have the ability to bring their own?
I've got one on the BOA that does.
It does. And here's why I ask that. I wouldn't want to keep track of. Do the tablets stay here?
No, they'd stay in my office.
Okay.
So we'd email them the packet, except who wanted to print one, and then we would set the tablets up, have that meeting packet ready to open, so when they go, they just open it. If they want to go to, say, Beacon and do a little bit of research while the meeting's going on, look at something, they could do that.
And that's what I was, like, on my phone today mm-hmm. during the Thunder Road. I was looking at where the cemetery, I mean, I was using my phone.
Yeah.
For Beacon
right.
during the meeting. So I understand that. I just didn't know if...
No, and then they'd look at their emailed packet. Okay. Anything on it they wanted to print at home, they might print just for notes. But then we'd keep the tablets that stay in our office. What's that?
I said if they want to play solitaire, they can
there
play
you go.
Yeah. Do you have one of your planning and zoning members that use their own tablet also?
No.
No?
No.
I thought maybe... You would do them kind of like you do the books now. The books stay here?
Well, they'd stay in our
office. This is P&Z.
Yeah, P&Z.
The real books are set in here.
Right.
And then the tablets would be in your office.
Yeah, like. We'd have to download that meeting on the tablet, bring them up here, set them up for them.
Well, I know most municipalities do it as well. I mean, I'm aware of that. Would it be... Could the same ones be used for BOA that's used for?
Yeah, we just get 9 tablets.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all we need. I asked Joe if we need to get extra, and he said not really. Probably wouldn't use it. It just sat there. He said they're reliable. Okay. So he says he recommended just getting 9.
Do tablets get, our computers get obsolete? Do they, or they're good for a large number of years? Or?
Yeah, we never changed.
School. I was asking.
I mean, we used them at the school for I don't know how many years. It's 5 or 6.
Because you're not really going out and doing.
I said for the purpose of what they are.
You yeah, for what
updated mm-hmm. graphics, and you don't need updated.
Correct.
You're just using. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming Word or some sort of Microsoft mm-hmm. product.
Yeah, Word and PowerPoint. And
it would be accessing the web for Beacon.
Correct.
Or any other research they wanted to do while they're here.
Right.
But it's not like they need the updated graphics and yada, yada, yada.
No.
Or more memory and that like that. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't have a problem with it. I just want to make sure they're going to get used. And I don't know that everybody's going to use them.
Yeah.
And that's based off even off my own experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 10 years ago, I brought a laptop in every day and a tablet, and now I probably haven't for the last 6 or 7 years. And so I thought I would use it, and then just never did. Mm-hmm. I prefer paper. I can, like you said, I can write notes. It's hard to beat a pen and a piece of paper for me.
Right.
But then I do use my computer, my phone.
Right.
For different things I need to look up while we're in here.
Yeah, you'd have to quiz the planning members to see.
Right.
And I did the other night, and they were erected, you know, about 80% of them. Four of the five BOA made comment that, yes, that'd be a good deal. One of them just didn't have any comment.
I can't think we'd get into it on this, but what I said at another meeting not long ago is that surprised me that they preferred the paper, because what they discovered on the computer, that things were changing, something that they had a proposal before them, and on paper, if you change something, you can see it. And in the computer, what they got into was that something they had started with had changed, and but there shouldn't be, if what they're going to vote on, and you put that on the tablet, it should be there and not, everyone should be the same. Everyone would be looking the same thing. And it wouldn't be like it's open that anyone else could get into and make a change in what they're looking at.
You can make
at.
Those files read-only, but then that's starting to put some...
Pardon?
You can make those files read-only, but then...
Well, there'll be a PDF. I'll put them in a PDF, so okay. I don't know that it'll have the ability to change a PDF.
I can't see it happening there, but that was just brought out the other day. It's something that surprised me.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Do you mind, and because I don't know what all you've asked the board, so you may have already done this. I know you said 80% said they'd use it. Are they all committed? Yes, 100% will use it, or
I can find out.
It's a neat idea, and if I had it, it'd be great, but really don't care one way or the other.
Nope, I can do that.
If you don't care, maybe to,
nope, not
to
at
hammer
all.
It down a little bit for us.
So like they said, can know it's $500 and some odd. And
yeah. Like I said, if they'll use it, and if it's something they really want, and I'm fine with it.
Okay. But yeah, I can let you guys
for me,
know.
I just want to make sure it's something they really, because I don't want it to be a, we do that expense, and then 3 months from now, they're back to, hey, can you print that off for me?
Yeah, I understand.
Of course, you know, my concern was that we have a hard enough time getting people to volunteer their time for different townships, and it would be understood that this would not be a criteria that they had to do a new member coming on.
Whatever a member
it
that you appointed, I'd still print it, correct.
Yeah, you'd still print it.
Yep. Nope, I'll call them all and then get back with you on what they say and get a...
I'd appreciate that.
Ratio, no. Nope. I totally agree.
If we need to, or if I need to call, or, you know, individually need to call them, say, hey, they don't want to get phone calls from all three of us.
Yeah, I'll call them all, and then if they feel like they want to talk to you about it more, I'll let them know.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know.
And I'd be more than happy to talk to any of them.
Okay, sounds good. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Yep.
Spring cleanup discussion.
Good morning.
Morning.
I was wanting to talk to you about the spring cleanup date for this year. Doing research on previous years, this year, the youth turkey season is going to be April 9th and 10th. The adult turkey season will be April 18th through May 8th. So that leaves the 1st and 2nd of April, or the 8th, well, not even the 8th and 9th. I guess what I'm proposing is April 1st and April 2nd to have the Taney County spring cleanup. I know April 4th through the 8th, the city of Branson is going to be doing theirs. They do theirs different. They put it out on the curb and pick it up, bring to us. But
when do we normally do it? I forget.
It's in the April time frame.
First of April, middle of April?
Yeah, usually around the first part of April.
When is Easter this year?
I haven't. The 17th, I think.
Okay.
Is it 17?
I looked that up. Easter Sunday.
When is Easter?
April 17th.
Easter will be on Sunday, April 17th.
You did good. So you want to do it April 1st and 2nd, is that what you said?
Yes, if you all are good with that.
I don't have any problem.
I'll follow it.
I'll get the brochures made up and emailed out to all the county employees and department heads and elected officials. And they get that on the radio and newspaper.
I don't know if I'll be able to give you the road, but down in the flats, at the bottom of Hankins Hill, where you pull off the road there to the lake, and there's a sign that says no ATVs in and so forth. Is that a county right-of-way in any way?
It'd be MoDOT.
It's MoDOT, okay, because they're using that for a dumpster. They've got.
I'll contact MoDOT.
Okay.
Thank you.
Guess we'll be in recess. I've got 9:58 a.m. and we're scheduled upstairs for executive session, legal and personnel. And 9:45 we have Missouri Highway Safety Program authorization. We'll be in recess.